The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
On his way to the end zone.
I'll tell you what, that was a spectacular play.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
What a play! Off to the races! Touchdown! Oh, he's done it again!
Now here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, Heath, and Ben.
Welcome to your mailbag. What's the problem? Already Jamie's upset about something. What happened?
Tyler Huntley didn't practice today.
Why?
With a non-COVID related illness.
Don't tell me that.
He's expected to start. He's expected to start 1 minute ago. He's
the fantasy semifinals.
Okay, well, welcome to the show, everybody. This is your mailbag. Merry Christmas if you're listening on Saturday. Happy Christmas Eve. Happy holidays to everybody.
Nick Foles is going to start for the Bears. What?
Nick Foles is starting?
Well, I mean, no Justin Fields to practice again, and Andy Dalton's been ruled out.
Yeah, all right. So, great stuff. Ho, 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 Jamie, the bearer of good news. We have Dan Schneier here, and since it is Christmas, Dan, of course, has a top five, and of course, it is his top five, no joke, his top five pizza toppings, because he doesn't feel comfortable enough giving a top five list of Christmas
movies. I don't
watch
Christmas movies. I would even say, you know, Die Hard, and I don't even know if that is a Christmas movie. That's like would be my
what?
Only call.
It's yeah. not. It isn't.
Like, but here's some Christmas movies I've never seen. Okay, that people. Well, is Home Alone a Christmas movie?
Is Home Alone a Christmas movie?
Is it not?
Is Old School a comedy? Yeah, of course it's a Christmas movie.
Okay,
Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Yes,
Home Alone is a Christmas movie. Yeah,
you know what I saw? Have you ever seen A Christmas Story? That's a good one.
I mean, I don't particularly enjoy it, but
no,
it's old and boring. But
okay,
we got some news for you here, and I will come up with a top five Christmas movie list. I think Elf is going to have to be on there. Gabriel Davis is out. Emmanuel Sanders is going to play. How much more do you... How would you compare how you like Sanders now compared to how you liked Gabriel Davis when we thought it was Davis but no Sanders? Jamie?
I don't like him as much because he's, you know, still... Even though he's off the practice report, off the injury report, I still think he's probably still dealing with something. And he just wasn't good. You know, Gabriel Davis has more juice at this point, you know, in his career and his, you know, season. This stinks. This absolutely stinks because, you know, he's been playing so well and I think changes the dynamic of this offense. I'm struggling with Josh Allen. Like, I was thinking about this after our show today, Adam, on Fantasy Football Today on HQ on Friday, excuse me. I'm obviously not very optimistic about Brady. Is there a dramatic difference between these two? You have a pretty standout receiver in Stephon Diggs, pretty standout receiver in Antonio Brown. You have a better tight end, I think, in Gronk than you do in Dawson Knox, but both are pretty good. And then it's just a bunch of spare parts, right?
You know, I was actually thinking of maybe bumping Singletary up in my theoretical rankings. He might catch some more passes, and he's probably, I think they have a better pass-catching running back than the Bucs do.
Well, that's the flip side of that, is that the Bucs have a run game that they can rely on.
Yeah.
Even if you don't trust Ronald Jones, he's more reliable in his role than Devin Singletary is in his. But they're kind of in similar spots, right? I mean, two high-end quarterbacks that are missing huge parts. But the difference is the best part is still there for the Bills, I guess, as opposed
but
to the best part for the
Bucs. Matchup is so hard, so much harder for Allen. So you're making a pretty good point here. I know you're struggling with Tyler Huntley versus Josh Allen, right?
Yeah, that's a personal, you know, not a ranking decision. That's a personal decision for my leagues. I'm going to stick with Josh Allen. I just feel like he's the reason I'm here. And it's not like it's a slam dunk with Huntley.
Antonio Gibson and Miles Sanders both missing practice on Friday. Who's the better guy to get, Jordan Howard or Jarrett Patterson? Dan?
I would go with Jordan Howard there for sure. I like what I've seen from the Eagles running game, especially with Hurts in the lineup. It's a big boost for them versus Minshew. Not that, you know, we weren't expecting Minshew anyway, but I think Howard makes sense here.
Yeah. Okay. And what else, guys? So it looks like
it's also a time of game too.
Oh, true. Right. Yeah. Andy Dalton has been ruled out. Justin Fields is questionable. So we've got that. So I got that going for me.
I mean, it's Christmas. It's St. Nick.
St. Nick. Nick Foles. I'm trying to see what other news am I missing here?
From today?
Jake Fromm starting.
Okay, Jake Fromm.
That was an
starting.
Hour earlier.
Quentin Nelson. So now the Colts are without Quentin Nelson and Ryan Kelly. They're left guard and they're starting center. Two Pro Bowlers here.
And they have one other starting offensive lineman out.
Yeah, they're down three guys.
Yeah.
Does it change anything?
For the people that are listening to this that play in my leagues that are starting Jonathan Taylor, you should bench him. It's not great.
Yeah. Looks like Jared Goff is almost certainly going to be out, and DeAndre Swift is questionable. And it's going to be Tim Boyle, right?
According to reports.
Yep.
Yeah, Tim Boyle. Okay. All right. And that's it. Let's see if anything else comes up during the show. And we're going to read your emails at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com, your Apple Podcast questions, and give you a top five list midway through the episode. All right, your emails from Kyle. Hey, Tony, Captain, Count, and Rabbit.
Cereals?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Cereal mascots. Full PPR. If Tyreek Hill...
Does Dan know all three of those?
Four of them.
We got
Tony, Captain, Count, and Rabbit.
Tony the Tiger. What was the second one?
Count.
Count Chocula.
Captain.
Crunch.
And Rabbit.
Tricks?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
All right, now rank them.
That might be the first time I've ever gotten anything right on this show. All right, let's rank those.
Nick Foles starting officially.
Wow.
Great news for everyone there. Let's see. We got to rank those cereals?
Yeah.
Oof.
You got Frosted Flakes, Cap'n Crunch, Count Chocula.
Cap'n Crunch is first, obviously. Right?
Not for me.
Not for you. Trix. How about Trix? Trix is a surprising second for me. I like Trix.
I don't think I've ever had Count Chocula, so I don't care.
Yeah, me either. Who eats that?
I actually am a big Frosted Flakes fan.
Me too. One of my favorites.
That would make sense for you, Adam. A little surprised by Jamie, and that was not a compliment.
All right. Do I play it Renfrow or Antonio Brown at flex?
Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown for sure.
All but right. How are you benching one of those guys? Like, play them both.
He has Tyreek Hill and Cooper Kupp. In all likelihood, he'll be playing both, but if Hill plays, Renfrow or Brown, so it'll be Brown. All right, half PPR question. I don't have a name here. Oh, from team name WTF. Wide receivers, Boyd, Lockett, Jacoby. I don't know how many he needs. Oh, no. All right, here's what it is. He's starting Tyler Boyd, Tyler Lockett, and Jacoby Myers. He has Jalen Waddle, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and Callaway on the bench. Would you make any changes? Would you bench maybe Boyd or Lockett or Boyd or Myers for Waddle?
Wait, what? How would you play Tyler Boyd over Jalen Waddle?
That's what he has.
I wouldn't play Myers over either of them either.
Yeah, who are the other guy? Waddle and who else?
Amon-Ra St. Brown and Marquez Callaway.
I would probably, that's a tough one between Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jacoby Myers at this point. I'd probably go Myers.
You and Myers. I could see the case for
you could
Brown
sit
there.
Michael Carter and start the receivers, or would you keep Carter? Half PPR.
Carter's so interesting now because was last week what they are in their backfield rotation with Coleman and Carter, or was last week, okay, you just had a 3-game absence and we want to just make sure you get yourself your feet wet. No Josh Allen for the Jaguars hurts that defense in a big way. I'd probably go Carter.
This is from Colin. He says, Mela Kaliki Maka. Sorry, Dan, you'll get that someday. Dear Dancer, Prancer, and Vixen, 12-team PPR. I find myself with a really good problem to have, but I'm really stumped about the best option. Would you flex Alexander Madison or Antonio Brown? Full PPR, Madison or Brown?
I think I would actually lean Madison in this regard. I feel like you got a higher floor there. Clint Kubiak run game just never fails. And he's also involved in the passing game. But I can see the case for Brown. There's more upside there.
Again, who are you benching to keep these guys out of your line?
Yeah,
That I don't know. He has Najee Harris and Justin Jefferson.
You can't bench those two, but you usually need to start more than that many.
Jamie, I think you have Madison ahead of Najee, right?
I do.
Yeah, so you could sit Najee.
But I wouldn't want to.
No, I don't want to sit anybody. Would you start Antonio Brown or Najee Harris?
In PPR, I would start Antonio Brown.
Okay. This is from Clay. Tyler Lockett or Russell Gage?
I currently have Gage ranked higher, but I might change that because I don't know if the Lions offense is going to show up. I still like Gage, but I don't know if I like him as much as I did.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I brought that up on the Friday show. His two great games recently were losses. A lot of targets, and I don't think they're going to lose.
Yeah, but again, he scored early in the 49ers game, though.
I know he scored early, but he's still, you're just talking about yardage-wise. And plus, that touchdown, it was a tremendous catch. It's not the kind of play I count on Russell Gage.
He made two in the same game.
I still don't count on him making those catches. It's just a simple fact of the fewer points they have to score, the fewer passes they throw, and the fewer targets he gets, right? I mean, that's kind of how it goes. No, not buying that. The counter is that
obvious. I mean, you Detroit, want the game script to be positive in his favor for a pass heavy game script,
right? And Detroit is, they are really bad against number one, so that's why
we Pat Freiermuth out.
All right, here's from Ryan. I picked up Ronald Jones and Javonte Williams. Who do I start? And he has Najee Harris and Saquon Barkley. So I guess he's got four and needs three.
Picked up Ronald Jones and who?
Javonte Williams. I don't know.
So it's Williams, Ronald Jones, Barkley, and who?
Najee.
I'm sitting Barkley.
Yeah, I'm also sitting Barkley in that spot, which is crazy that we've got to that point.
This is from Keaton. I could repeat as...
Do you have a new setup, Dan, or are you in someplace else?
I'm in someplace else.
No. Oh. You brought all your Giants gear with you?
Yeah, some of it.
Do you have a room that's just all Giants stuff?
No, that's later in life.
Yeah. So where are you now?
I'm in a different room in my apartment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I look forward to making some sort of man cave at some point. That'd be fun.
Would your wife allow it?
I make the rules in this house.
We all know that.
She would allow it. She would
ask the question. We know that.
You see the three pictures behind him, Dan? That's the closest to a man cave he's going to get.
Yeah.
Those are the only...
You try to play it off like you make the rules in that household.
We both make the rules. We're good.
No way. Think anyone buys that who's listened to this show for long enough?
The nice thing about Adam's lovely wife is that she allows him to think they both make the rules.
Right.
And my wife would say the same thing. Oh, yes, we both make the rules. No.
I don't think we really have any rules yet. You know, like
that's where you lose. There are rules.
Rule? There's nothing. I am not hindered in any way. I'm not. It's true. I could do whatever I want.
Here's what I want you to do.
Someone clip that and send it to Adam.
It's Christmas Eve, so tonight's not the night to do it. But here's what I want you to do. Next Friday, I want you to look her in the eye and say, I'm going out. And I'm not telling you where I'm going, and I'll be back later whenever I feel like it.
Okay, that's a little bit different.
Why? You're not hindered in any way?
No, if I said I have plans with my friends, I'm going out, one thing. Telling you where I'm going. That's not a rule. That's just common courtesy.
No, you said I'm not hindered in any way.
That is ridiculous. You're taking it way too literally. All right.
You're not hindered in any way.
This is Keaton. Everyone in my league has named their teams Keaton Stinks or something like that. So it's more important than ever that I win to keep that beautiful trophy. I've lost Dalvin Cook, but I still have Javonte Williams, Najee Harris, and Justin Jackson. All right, so after all that, he needs a wide receiver. Please pick two receivers. DJ Moore, game time decision. Darnell Mooney, Mecole Hardman, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Kadarius Toney. Or AJ Green, Tyler Boyd, Judy Lazard, McLaurin is on waivers, and so is Osborne. Boy, I gave you a lot of names there. All right, let me give you the names again. We need two. DJ Moore, Darnell Mooney, Hardman, St. Brown, Kadarius Toney, AJ Green, Tyler Boyd, Judy Lazard, McLaurin, Osborne.
Jesus. Needs two of those?
Mm-hmm.
Lazard. And Hardman.
Over AJ Green.
AJ Green
and Terry McLaurin.
AJ Green and Lazard.
What about DJ Moore if he plays?
Locking in Lazard. I'm just trying to figure out who the next one would be from that bunch.
Here's what we're at. I mean, Moore may not play. He's listed as questionable. He returned to limited practice on Friday. With all the COVID crap, you got a guy that's in a pretty good spot on Saturday.
You see this comment? Adam has to take those three pictures down after the show is ended. That's very funny.
See, I told you, the listeners know what the real deal is. You can say what you want, but they've been listening for long enough.
Ah, man, I do whatever I want.
Like I said, somebody please clip that and send it to Adam's wife.
So does she. We have the same interests. It's survive, get the kids to bed, and see if we can catch an episode of Dexter before our daughter wakes up. That's our whole life. All right, Mike in Thousand Oaks. Hey, Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy. You got this one, Schneier?
Of course not.
Yeah, me either. I had Kittle bust, so I'm a little worried. Would you trust Kyler Murray or go for a potential big game from Tyler Huntley?
I have a sneaky feeling now that the Colts aren't going to be as successful holding the ball as they typically are without their starting three offensive linemen, but they're two best guys. So Kyler may have some more scoring chances, so I would probably stick with Kyler.
It's for that same reason. I think they'll have the ball the whole time.
This is Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy is from the Chronicles of Narnia. And the other question here from Mike, who had a bad game from Kittle and wants some upside here. Not necessarily. Wants your opinion, though. Michael Pittman or Mecole Hardman?
Pittman.
Yeah, this is a good spot for Pittman, even with the offensive line injuries.
From Andrew, CJ Uzama or Cole Kmet?
Kmet.
I'm in the same spot. I had to claim one of those two, and I went Kmet, so I'll also go with Kmet.
From Liam, what's up, Cousin Eddie and Catherine, Rocky, Ruby Sue, and Snots? Mela Kalikimaka. What do you like best? Who do you like best in PPR, wide receiver two? Devontae Parker, Chase Claypool, Tyler Boyd, or Jacoby Myers, PPR?
Still Parker, but I don't love it.
Yeah, I don't really have... Give me those names again. Claypool, no. Parker, probably. Who are the other two?
Jacoby Myers.
I guess you can make the case for Myers instead. Would be one of those two for me.
And Tyler Boyd was the other.
Here's a fun fact. Nick Foles has faced the Seahawks once in his career, one career start. Who was the team that he was on when he made the one career start against the Seahawks?
The Chiefs.
No.
The Eagles.
No.
The Bears.
No.
Now, these obviously wasn't those two, Adam. That's why it's a fun fact.
Well, I don't remember the other teams he was on. The Rams.
The Rams. It was 2015.
Oh, he was on the... I don't even remember him on the Rams.
He was 18 of 27 for 297 yards and a touchdown.
Wow.
In that same game, Jimmy Graham caught a touchdown for Seattle.
Nick Foles, start of the week.
That is according to... He threw for 297 and one. That's not a good thing.
297, that's a lot.
297 on like 16 to 20 attempts is pretty good.
That's a hell of a game.
That's from Kevin Fishbane of The Athletic.
All right, this is from...
18 of 27. 18.
This is from another guy named Kevin. Kevin! Hey, guys. It just worked out that I have some tough decisions at running back this week. Which two for PPR? Or you could start three if you want to start one over Lockett. But let's pick your favorite two for now. Zeke, Mixon, Madison, Javonte, Ronald Jones.
Ronald Jones and...
Zeke, Mixon, Madison, Javonte.
Madison.
Yeah.
And then would you start Zeke, Mixon, or Javonte over Tyler Lockett? PPR.
No.
Not full PPR, no.
This is from Chris. Hey, Trey, Mike, John, and Paige. That would be the band Fish.
Oh.
Yeah. Trey is kind of a fish giveaway. I'm in a 12-team half PPR semifinals. Please pick.
Could it be Nine Inch Nails too?
No, that's Trent.
Oh, Trent.
12-team half PPR, PPR. You should know that. I mean, he wrote the music for Social Network.
It's true.
Pick two running backs. Najee Harris, Javonte Williams, Rashad Penny.
Najee Harris, Javonte Williams, Rashad Penny.
Najee and Javonte.
Yeah.
And then would you flex Penny or Renfro, half PPR?
Renfro.
And I have Alexander Mattison. So, okay, you should have led with that, Chris. This email might be a few days old, though. Mattison, Najee, Javonte. Now you have to pick two of them.
Mattison and Najee.
And now you have to pick Javonte or Renfro.
Renfro for me. This is half point PPR, right?
Yeah. God, I really like Javonte. I really like Javonte this week, right?
You love Javonte this week?
I do.
I like them both. I'd like to know who his receivers are. Are they sitting Renfro?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, from Ryan. Starter sit in non-PPR, Mike Williams or Jalen Waddle?
Sit Waddle.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Really?
You hate Mike Williams, Adam, over there.
Oh, gee, I don't know why. He's so good every week. He comes through always. What a stud.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to take that back because I actually have the decision to make and I have Waddle in there right now. So I'll start Waddle over Williams.
I'm sticking with Mike Williams. They're going to have better, in my opinion, they're going to be putting up more points through the air. I know the game script will slow down, but.
It's a very fair point.
Why? Oh, because of Eckler being out? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's a fair point of why Williams is better than Waddle in non-PPR.
Okay. Oh, do you mean more in the air than the Dolphins are saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you got that run defense for the Saints. All right, from Eric, start three. Mixon, Jacobs, Zeke. You still have me on your computer speakers, Schneier?
No, I don't.
Really? I think you're lying. All right. Mixon, Jacobs, Zeke, Ronald Jones, Madison, and Reynolds. Start three.
Not Reynolds.
We should never play live poker, Adam, because obviously I destroyed you when we did our poker over the internet this summer. That was just an embarrassment on all parts for everyone not named me or Dave, as me or Dave just took every single tournament. But having said that, you do have some good live reads.
What do you mean?
Live reads. You could tell I was lying there. That's a live read.
Well, so
if you were
also,
playing live, you'd be able to read me.
A live read is also like, today's show is brought to you by Dan's favorite pizza toppings. Right. Mixon, Jacobs, Zeke, Ronald Jones, Alexander, Madison. Pick three.
Rojo and Madison, for sure. I think we've said that a bunch. But and who are the other two?
Mixon, Jacobs, and Zeke.
Jacobs.
Yeah. I don't really like Mixon or Zeke this week.
All right. From John. For those who have been knocked out of the playoffs, can you do a segment on who you would target next year in a PPR dynasty league?
That's available now?
I don't know.
Like as in the rookie draft from the rookie class?
I also don't know.
If it's dynasty, I don't see how, like, unless they're talking about like trades.
Who are some good young wide receivers that,
I mean, I guess if you're looking at it, those that I don't know who's available, but like, I, you know, see if Terrace Marshall, somebody dropped him, if Gainwell, somebody dropped him, Donald Parham's think I, you know, could be somebody that's more involved in the Chargers offense if they don't address the position. I'm still fascinated by what the Saints receiving corps is going to look like with Michael Thomas back. So, you know, if Callaway or Traquan Smith are available, you know, seeing what actually a one, a two, or a three can look like in that offense.
Gabe Davis, what do you think? You think Gabe Davis has a,
if he's not rostered in Dynasty, that's ridiculous.
Well, I don't know if this, I don't really know how to interpret the question. Because Terrace Marshall, I'm sure, is rostered in Dynasty too.
Yeah, again, you just don't know. Yeah, but I would agree. Gainwell too, but.
All right. From no name here. PPR league, two running backs and two flexes. So he wants three of these running backs. James Robinson, Javonte Williams, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Aaron Jones, Tony Pollard, and A.J. Dillon. I'm probably focus on the first four, three of them. Robinson, Javonte, CEH, Aaron Jones, PPR.
So three of the four?
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's everybody but CEH.
Give me the names again, I'm sorry.
James Robinson, Javonte, CEH, Aaron Jones.
Wow, I'm benching Javonte there.
You like CH this week?
Yeah, Steelers are really bad against the run.
Yes, they are. From P, I did well stockpiling running backs. Now I have tough choices. Start three in non-PPR. Miles Sanders, Alexander Mattison, AJ Dillon, Ronald Jones, Chase Edmonds, Sony Michel, non-PPR.
Well, Sanders, you might not have.
Yeah.
Definitely Madison.
Madison and Rojo. I think definitely Rojo as well.
The question becomes is, Edmonds is the easy one if Connor's out on Saturday.
Over Michel in non-PPR?
I would take Edmonds over Michel in non-PPR.
Definitely.
If he's out.
You'd take him over Sanders?
If Sanders plays?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing is you're probably not going to know about Sanders' status until after the game starts tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true. So,
I mean, if Connor is out and you have the ability to play Edmonds, I probably would do so.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. And one more email here from Frank. 12-team PPR. I need help deciding my two running backs and my flex. Pick three. Gibson, Madison, Michelle, Ronald Jones, and Swift. All right. So Madison and Ronald Jones is the answer always, right? Yeah. So then we've got Gibson, Michelle, and Swift. PPR.
What's the format?
PPR.
Swift.
Okay. It's time to take a break. When we come back, Dan's top five pizza toppings and my top five Christmas movies and your Apple Podcast questions. We'll be right back on Fantasy Football Today. What's up, everyone? I want to tell you about a car that you are going to love. Check it out. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, I love that, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. So let's say you're ready to take the family on a camping trip or something like that. The Santa Fe is perfect for you. You've got all-wheel drive. You can load everyone up in the third row. It's time to start being adventurous, and you need the right car, and that's the Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603. For complete details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I'm going to take a quick stab at Schneier's pizza toppings. I'm just going to say I think number one is going to be...
You're never going to guess it.
Vegetarian. Salad.
Salad pizza?
Yeah, my wife's family loves salad pizza.
What is that? What did they do on a salad pizza?
It's literally they put lettuce on top of the pizza. It's really not bad because it's good salad.
But there cheese and sauce or no?
It's a slice of pizza with freaking salad on top.
Right. It's just a cheese pizza. Slice of cheese pizza with salad. Now you can do it like white pizza with lettuce. You can do that.
Yeah, but, it's you like it, right, Jamie?
It's not my first choice, but it's not horrible.
All right, so other than salad, Dan, what's your top five?
All right. We'll start with the number one. We'll go that way. It's a surprise, especially considering my last name, but it's bacon. Has anyone ever had bacon?
I thought you were kosher. I did not even think for one second
kosher,
that this was a possibility. Well, you can't name any Christmas movies. So.
What'd you say?
You can't name any Christmas movies, so I just, assuming. All right, bacon. Yeah, that's a good topic. That's a good
bacon's
one.
Bacon's a great, especially if it's real bacon, not like that crumbled up crap. So we got that one. The number two is pepperoni, but here's the important thing. It has to be those pepperonis that are smaller and they curl up. If you have the crappy, flat, big ones, totally different type of pepperoni. Doesn't taste anywhere near the same. It's awful. It's crap. Don't even order it. Got to get the curled up pepperonis, all right? That's number two. Number three, it's peppers and onions, but it's got to be green peppers. Red peppers in general, probably a more tasty pepper, but on a pizza, green peppers and onions is a good combo. Number four, buff chick pizza. Can't go wrong. Just make sure you don't put ranch on there because ranch is disgusting.
Oh, Are you so cool that you can't even say buffalo chicken? You have to say buff chick. What the hell is that?
I'm trying to say, you know, we gotta save time for your for you to expound on your Christmas movie take. So we'll go buff chick pizza as a fourth, and then five coming in at five. You know, you're running out of stuff here, but for the fifth one, I'm probably gonna go with meatball. But you got to make sure it's from a nice Italian place. Like, don't get meatball from Domino's. That's going to be some crappy meatball where they probably don't even use like half ground pork, half red meat. They probably don't even put in the parsley. It's like a, you know, you got to make sure it's an Italian meatball.
All right, there we go. We just lost Domino's as a sponsor.
This is a great question from Jasmine the Brat. Buff chicks, do these girls work out? That's like, I was like, what is he talking about? Buff chicks.
Oh, I like that, Jasmine.
Yeah, Jasmine's sharp. All right, so bacon one, small curled up pepperoni. You call and order. Hi, can I have a small curled up pepperoni pizza?
No, see, here's the thing you don't understand, Adam. You should be knowing the pizza places you go to, and you know if they got the good stuff. You know. You got to know these type of things.
So if you're out of town and you go to a pizza and you want pepperoni pizza, will you ask them to show you the pepperoni before you get it?
You already made a mistake there, Jamie. I don't order pizza from anywhere not in the tri-state area or New Haven.
You are such a snob.
I think I'm going to order pizza in Wisconsin. I had it for 4 years. It was terrible. I tried every single place.
But like South Florida is like the fifth borough, sixth borough, whatever it is.
No, it's not. I've had pizza.
Yeah, dude,
it is
so good. No, it's legit. It's really good.
No, it's not.
You don't even know.
Can do pizza and bagels like the Northeast.
Not bagels.
You're not going to get the same, but it's not Wisconsin.
Oh, it's better than that, but they don't have the water.
All right, we just lost our Wisconsin listeners. Thanks, guys.
No, Wisconsin's fine, but I mean, you know, pizza quality is better in New York, and the pizza quality is better in South Florida.
All right, here are your top five Christmas
movies.
I'm not
like you where you insult fan bases left and right.
Exactly.
Your top five Christmas movies. I had to do a top six, but, you know, they are in order.
If you don't have Die Hard, this doesn't even count.
I'm just going to keep Die Hard off because I don't consider it a Christmas movie, but fine. If I did, it would be number three on the list. Home Alone is one.
You don't consider it a Christmas movie, but if you did, it would be number
two. Well, I'm just telling you how I think of it in terms of these other movies, but it's not a Christmas movie. Home Alone is one. Christmas Vacation is two. Scrooged is three. I'm going to go Elf four. Not that it's my favorite. I'd rather watch others.
I'm not going to dispute this, but I got to jump off from it.
Yeah. Just Friends is five. And
Just Friends?
Yeah, it's awesome. And the night
before, I've never even seen
it. It's Ryan Reynolds and what the heck's her name? Amy Smart, I think. Is that her name? Blonde
that
girl?
Is her name. There is the name of an actress, but I don't know exactly.
Yeah,
I've
that's
never
her.
Seen Just
Friends. Oh, dude, it's great. It's on TV right now. I'm certain of it. Just,
I got to check it out.
Yeah, dude, it's great. And,
I will say that the last time you did give me a suggestion, though, it was that band that's your favorite band. That was your ringtone.
I didn't give you a suggestion. I just liked Phantom Planet. You're not going to like them.
No, of course I'm not.
You would have liked them at the time.
Fans on their Spotify is like 1,300 plays in the last 5 years.
That's not true. That can't be true. All right. Anyway, number six is The Night Before, which I didn't realize how much I loved until I watched it last week. It is really, really funny.
This time spent watching all these movies and rewatching it, you could have spent that time watching Wolf of Wall Street.
No, probably not. All right, here's your Apple Podcast questions.
I feel like the reason Adam hasn't watched Wolf of Wall Street, and you guys can check this out in the comments and let me know if you agree, it's probably because his wife won't allow him to watch Wolf of Wall Street.
She watched it. She watched
it
on a
she
flight.
She can watch it, that
me.
We know, but it's about if you can. Do you have permission?
Let me ask you something. Like, what is it that you think that I want to do that I can't?
Watch Wolf of Wall Street to start.
No, I can watch whatever the hell I want. You know what? Let me tell you how great she is. Last night, right now, my son is in this phase. He's 3 years old where he just wants to listen to the same two or three songs over and over again all the time. And one of them is Run, Run, Rudolph by Chuck Berry. It's actually Run, Rudolph, Run, it's called. But, you know, and it's so annoying. I can't deal with it anymore. But he wants to hear it all the time. And last night, it was 7:30. And it was almost 7:40 and the game was about to start. And I said, you know, I have not watched the Knicks game, a Knicks game in so long, in like weeks. I just want to sit down and watch the Knicks game. And at this point, we had to get, my kid wanted to watch, listen to the stupid song, which is ruining the day. And then we had to give them, you know, give them baths and get them to bed. And I said it out loud, man, I really want to watch the Knicks game. And she said, so why don't you? And I was like, wow, that is really, like, that is amazing. She's going to have to put the kids to bed by herself, do the baths. She's going to let me watch the Knicks game. Obviously, I didn't. I helped. But
That is how she is the best. I'm very lucky to have her. And she would let me do anything. So,
well, let me just say something about that story. What we learned here was that your wife is a saint. What we didn't, yes. What we also learned was, and you even said it in your own words, my wife was going to let me watch the Knick game, right? As if you wouldn't be able to unless your wife let you.
Well, she needed help. It was time to be a dad and a husband. You know, it's 7:40 is bedtime.
To do anything that you do in life. Okay.
No, I don't need. That's how marriage works. Okay. You have to run things by the other, but she always says yes. All right. Apple Podcast.
You questions. Have the man cave that you always wanted.
I will have it. This is my man cave. It's just not the one I wanted. Running back, please pick between Daryl Henderson, Sony Michel, Rashad Penny, Ramondre Stevenson, Aaron Jones, Michael Carter, and Chase Edmonds. All right, we're not going to go with Henderson, and we're not going to go with
Connor's out Edmonds for Stevenson. Sure for me, and I like Aaron Jones.
Okay, there you go. From Steve, I love the show except the advice to draft Jerry Jeudy this year, which I did heavily. Would you start Ronald Jones or Miles Gaskin? P.S. I dropped Jerry Jeudy to pick up Ronald Jones. So there's that.
Well, you nailed it. Ronald Jones is a great pickup. And we've been touting Jones this whole show and this whole week, really. So we're going to stick with Jones here.
This Dan guy is a hater, LOL. It's true.
It's all fun, Ryan.
It's true.
It's all fun.
I
love
bring
Adam.
Out the worst in Dan. Scott Cobe says, Wolf of Wall Street is awesome. I bet it is.
You're right, Scott. But Adam, I guess, will never know.
All right, Beans. You know what, Beans? You're going to be kind of...
Adam, this is a family-friendly show. Don't put that type of stuff up.
Please. All right, Beans, ask your question in the chat. I didn't see your question. I'm not reading chat questions right now, but I will. So ask your question. I'll try to read
it. If his wife allows him to.
From Grant. 10-team full PPR. Pick a flex tight end and a quarterback. Allen or Stafford?
I'm sticking with Allen here.
No. What?
No.
You're going with Allen against the Patriots without Beasley and Gabriel Davis.
I know.
Over Stafford?
It's an unpopular take here. You like Stafford a lot this week?
Yeah, I do. I don't really see a reason not to like him. I mean, the matchups. I'm sorry. I keep confusing him and the Seahawks. He's got the Vikings this week, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they gave up the third most points to quarterbacks.
They did look better last week. All right, you've convinced me. This was a bad take. I need to walk it back, and I need to go with Stafford here.
Yeah, but if I let you, Pitts or Gesicki.
What was it?
Pitts or Gesicki.
I'm going Pitts here. I'm sure I'm going to get blasted for this one as well.
No, I agree with you. Great matchup.
But the game, you're right though about the thoughts of Gage. Like the game script won't be there for Pitts or Gage, so it's going to have to come early the points. But I don't like Gesicki in the spot.
Jamar Chase, Adam Thielen, or Amon-Ra St. Brown, PPR.
This is another one where I know it's not going to be popular, but I'm going Jamar Chase in this spot. And a lot of people are benching Chase this week.
No, I agree with you 100%. I love the matchup, and you know the player's not.
Yeah, they had
either.
Success. Like they can move the. They've proven they can move the ball through the air in this matchup.
From Rumpelstiltskin, I'm in a standard non-PPR league. Do I start Ronald Jones or Aaron Jones?
Rojo. This is a Rojo-friendly podcast.
Who do I flex, Mark Andrews or Amon-Ra St. Brown?
Oh, Mark Andrews.
This is from BDJ. Hey, Lee, Jamie, Beth, and Casey. I don't know.
I don't know.
I am the number one seed looking to make my third consecutive final. I need
Humble
to pick.
Brag.
Yeah, I need to pick two. Michael Carter, Javonte Williams, or Rashad Penny?
Javonte Williams for sure. You lock him in. And I think I'm going Michael Carter there.
Okay. You're going to end up starting all of them because you have Eckler and I don't think he's going to play.
Oh, yeah.
And let me see who Lee, Jamie, Beth, and Casey are. But this next greeting, I think you definitely should be able to get. This is Yellowstone. Okay. Dear Avery, Mario, Sean, Tim, and David.
Avery, Mario, is that like Rangers players or something?
You're a Knicks fan, right?
I would say fan, quote unquote. I'm not a good fan.
You should probably know this though, because this is when you probably were a fan since you're a bandwagon fan.
Say it again. Avery. No one said I was a bandwagon. Let me just point that out.
Avery. I said it. Fan. Let me point that out. I said it. Avery, Mario.
The good news is I can watch the Knicks whenever I want.
Avery, Mario, Sean, Tim, and David. They're not Knicks. They're Spurs.
Not Knicks. The people who have beat them.
Well, Knicks? They beat the Knicks in the final, in the 99
Tim Duncan.
Or was it the 99-2000 season?
Oh, it's all those Spurs from that one final.
Avery Johnson, Mario Ellie, Sean Elliott, Tim Duncan, David Robinson. Okay.
Who do you hate more right now, Adam, in your fandom, the Giants or the Knicks?
The Knicks, actually.
Why?
They should be good. And
why?
They suck.
Why should they be good?
Look at their roster. They have a good team. They were really good last year.
This is a good roster. Fournier is terrible.
He's not terrible. You don't even know.
RJ has regressed.
You don't even know what to show you.
This is true. You're defending Fournier?
He's fine. They should be better.
He's had a horrible season this year.
I wouldn't say that. But I never
and
get
RJ,
to. I'm not
you
allowed
think
to,
RJ hasn't regressed?
Oh, yes. I'm not allowed to watch them, so I don't know. All right, anyway.
But only when your wife allows. Go on.
Set my lineup here. PPR. Zeke, Sony Michel, Clyde, pick two of those three.
Clyde against the Steelers. Bad run defense. We'll start there. It's a Jamie special. And Zeke or Sony. I'm going Zeke. I think Daryl Henderson is going to continue to work back into this rotation in a heavy way.
Okay. And then need three receivers. Marquise Brown, AJ Brown. Hopefully you started him. So let's do Marquise Brown, Amari Cooper, Van Jefferson, AJ Green, Michael Gallup. Pick three.
For two spots.
Well, let's give him a three just in case he set AJ Brown.
It was Cooper. Who else?
Marquise Brown, Cooper, Van Jefferson, AJ Green, Michael Gallup.
I think I'm going Cooper, Jefferson, and Green.
All right. And we'll run a few. We'll read a few of your. Oh, Jamie's back. Hey, Jamie.
Hey.
Oh,
hey.
My video went out. Whatever.
This happens every show now.
Yeah, I don't know. It's so sensitive. All right, I'm going to read a few here. Claypool, Emmanuel Sanders, or Jacoby Myers, half PPR.
Myers, if Aguilar and Bourne remain out. If not, I'd go Sanders.
Tyler Johnson, Miles Gaskin, or Kadarius Toney?
Tyler.
Yeah, and Tony's not going to play.
Thielen or Edmonds for flex?
Edmonds for sure, if no Connor, I think.
You'll know Saturday.
Michelle or Justin Jackson, half PPR?
Jackson.
Yeah, I'm Jackson too. There's more volume.
Michelle or Rashad Penny?
Michelle.
Out on Penny, I agree.
Justin Jackson, St. Brown, Josh Jacobs, Hollywood Brown, Christian Kirk.
Jacobs.
Jacobs for Dan, Jackson for Jamie. Russell Wilson or Joe Burrow?
JoJo.
Yeah, Burrow. He should be able to do well in this matchup, even though it's going to be cold.
Pick two, Beckham, Goddard, St. Brown.
First two.
Yeah.
Justin Jackson. Jamie's clicking his pen. Justin Jackson or Jordan Howard if Sanders and Eckler are out.
What was that about Jamie?
He has this habit. He clicks his pen.
I had my wedding ring off and I was doing this.
Okay.
Wow, that's a tough one. Probably Jackson.
Yeah, Jackson.
Justin Jackson. We did that one. Sorry. All right, one more here. Let's go to, we got a lot of questions. Dak, Huntley, or Burrow?
Dak.
He's the safest play. He's got the highest floor.
Okay, I got to get out of here. I got another show coming up with this diva who's probably so mad because we're late. Oh, actually, it's Jamie today. All right, Jamie and I will be on this youtube.com/fantasyfootballtoday. Hop on over for FFT in 5. Thank you, Dan Schneier. Have fun with your green peppers and curl pepperonis.
Thanks, Dan.
Later, everybody.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.